another thing that happened on these, on this particular Sumatra Railway, which has to be brought into action, when we left Java, we were the second group to have left within 2 or 3 months. The first group went to Singapore, and then they were put on a ship and sent north. And they were torpedoed by an American submarine with a huge loss of life. And I think 13 of my crew were lost on that ship. Mm. My ship went to Singapore over to Sumatra. That was, I say, June, end of June. In September, they put an immense number of people aboard a fairly large ship. They put about maybe 4,300 native boys, young native boys, on the forward part of this ship, and they put 2,200 prisoners on the after end of the ship, and she was torpedoed in the Indian Ocean by a British submarine. Of the 4,300 natives, barely a handful survived. Of the prisoners, about 1,300 survived, something like that. And we lost, I think we lost 6 men from our ship in that sinking. We lost 4, because then we lost 2 on the railway job. Yeah. So the overall mortality then for these groups going to work on that railway was pretty hefty. And I've got a lot of, I've covered that pretty much in here. Yeah. Got a map showing where it happened, and then a picture of the ship. Yeah, the final figure were 2,200 prisoners embarked, 1,477 killed, 723 survived. Of the native boys, 4,300 embarked, 4,100 killed, 200 survived. One of the great ship sinkings of World War II. And I thought I had some other pictures in here, but just gonna, that's the, so they had the coolies all on deck and down on the cargo holds, and the same thing here. And I, after the war, I found the skipper of the British submarine. I corresponded with him. I never got to meet him, but he wanted to know if there were prisoners aboard, and I wouldn't tell him. But he found out, and what happened to him, he became ill, and he died quite suddenly, and I thought maybe he had committed suicide or something, but it turned out that he had developed some rare disease, and he died. Mm. And he had a son who got involved with the Dutch people about this whole incident, and someplace here, some of my cassettes, I've got a portion of that. It was a video that was done on Dutch radio, and somebody copied and sent it to me. So, all of these stories are good, by stories and so forth. Mm-hmm.